We're glad you've joined us on Songs of Praise, musical reflection to encourage your heart.
Rejected and alone like a rose, trembling. above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way.
Song that will glorify your name. Let your
listening to Songs of Praise. It's our desire to encourage and uplift your thoughts to our loving Creator God.
I'm not worthy, but He's calling me. I'm not strong, He's got the power. I'm not courageous, He's got the authority. I'm not divine, but He calls me His child. Sometimes I'm tempted to look around and see how others can do better than me. But I hear my Father saying, when I call, you just trust in me. Child. Sometimes you're tempted to look around and see how others can do better than you, but hear your Father saying, when I call, you just trust in me. But He calls you His child. I'm not worthy, but He's calling me. I'm not strong, He's got the power. I'm not courageous, He's got the authority. I'm not divine, but He calls me His child. So hear your Father say, trust in me.
Worth so much. Last night I lay a-sleeping, there came a dream so fair. I stood in old Jerusalem, beside the temple there. I heard the children singing, and ever as they sang, I thought the voice of angels from heaven in answer rang. I thought the voice of angels from heaven in answer rang. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, lift up your gates and sing. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna to your King. And then I thought my dream was changed, the streets no longer rang. Hushed were the glad Hosanna, children sang. The sun grew dark with mystery, the morn was cold and chill, as the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill. As the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill. Jerusalem, hark how the angels sing. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna to your King. And once again the scene was changed, to earth there seemed to be. I saw the holy city beside the tideless sea. The light of God was on its streets, the gates were open wide, and all who would might enter, and no one was denied. No need of stars by night, or sun to shine by day. It was the new Jerusalem that would not pass away. It was the new Jerusalem that would not pass away. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, sing, for the night is o'er. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna forevermore. Amen.
'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust His cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me neath the healing, cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Yes, it's sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease, just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust Thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that Thou art with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more.
Join us again next time on Songs of Praise, brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio, to enjoy more uplifting music.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Koval Smith.
This story is entitled The Zip Code Miracle. Mark chapter 12, verses 41 to 44 says, "Now Jesus sat opposite the treasury and saw how the people put money into the treasury, and many who were rich put in much. Then one poor widow came and threw in two mites, which makes a quadrans. So he called his disciples to himself and said to them, 'Assuredly, I say to you, that this poor widow has put in more than all those who have given to the treasury, for they all put in out of their abundance, but she out of her poverty put in all that she had, her whole livelihood.'" This is a story about a man called John, and this is not his real name, but you will understand why after you hear his story. Some years ago, an elderly woman from the West Coast called Project Restore and asked what it would cost to bulk mail the America Superpower Prophecy magazine to the zip code around where she lived and the area of her church. We shared with her what it would cost, and so she went to her church and asked for help with the mailing of the American Superpower in Prophecy. There was a very wealthy man in the church, but everyone refused. The church did not want to get involved. This man, who had a lot of talent when it came to financial means, didn't want to get involved either. So this widow woman went to her bank and emptied her bank account to get the money so that she could bulk mail the American Superpower in Prophecy magazine to her zip code, which she did. Little did she know that a man by the name of John lived in that zip code who had been working for a company where he wasn't treated fairly, and he was becoming more and more bitter. He was not getting a fair shake. His bitterness continued to increase, and he started having thoughts of revenge, of what he could do and should do. He decided to go to his place of employment and kill some of the people who were causing these problems for him, and then he would commit suicide. He planned this for quite some time. It kept building in his heart and in his mind what he should do, and he kept planning so that when the time came, he would be prepared. He had it all planned out, what he would do and how he would carry out this evil plot. The very day that he planned this attack, when the mail came, he brought it in and threw it on the kitchen table. America in Prophecy was in his mail, and as it slid across the table, it caught his attention. So he picked it up. When he picked it up, he had a strong impression come over him that God had a very special purpose for his life. It changed his whole life that day. Not only was his own life spared, but also many others who didn't know they were in danger were spared. John read the magazine and wrote, requesting the Bible readings for the home. He received it and started studying. In the meantime, we had sent the widow woman his address so that she could follow up with him. One day, she and someone else went to John's home and asked if he was interested in Bible studies. He was interested, so they gave him Bible studies. John fell in love with the truth. He forsook the world, gave his heart to Jesus, and is now a Seventh-day Adventist Christian. He is now doing outreach work and personal ministries for churches in the Seventh-day Adventist Church. In fact, John would pick up this widow woman who couldn't drive. And even though he was probably in his 50s and young enough to be the widow woman's son, they would go out and give Bible studies together. Some of those they studied with came into the church. We know that the Word of God will not come back void. It will change hearts. It will stop people from committing murder. The Word of God is powerful. That is why we are impressed that the printed page is so important. A reflection with this story comes from the Acts of the Apostles, page 600. Christ has given to the church a sacred charge. Every member should be a channel through which God can communicate to the world the treasures of His grace, the unsearchable riches of Christ. There is nothing that the Savior desires so much as agents who will represent to the world His Spirit and His character. There is nothing that the world needs so much as the manifestation through humanity of the Savior's love. All heaven is waiting for men and women through whom God can reveal the power of Christianity. Zip Code Miracle was written by Ron Goss, founder of Project Restore, located in Locust Dale, Virginia. Project Restore's main activity is helping to produce and distribute topical religious magazines. You can visit projectrestore.com for more information.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
This program has been brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio.